Please be seated. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Hannah. Hopefully Jonathan's recovered by now and doesn't need hospital treatment. So the year is nearly over. In just a few hours, we will leave 2017 behind, and 2018 will begin. It's funny how we look at it, really, because all that really happens is we just keep going. We don't end one year, have a break, maybe a week off, do something different, and then begin the next. It just carries on. Now, some of us may well make New Year resolutions. Whether any of them get kept is another matter. We might decide to make changes in our lives, do things differently in the year to come. But at the end of the day, we will just carry on. We'll keep going and continue, in all probability, doing the things that we did in 2017. And our memory verse is telling us, as we've already seen, to continue as well. But continue in what? Let's just remind ourselves again of what the verse said. Is it possible to have it back on the screen? I probably should have forewarned you. Shall we read it out again together? So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. It's incredible verses. The Apostle Paul, who wrote these words, wrote them in a letter to one of the churches, and he was telling them and all of us who believe and follow him to just keep going. If we know Jesus as our Lord, to keep going, to follow him, to continue, and not to stop. Wherever we go, whatever we do in the year ahead, and all the years ahead, we need to make sure that we keep Jesus at the very center of our lives. That we follow his ways, we follow his teaching, and do we do what we can to get to know him better? This is what God wants all of us to do. But when we look at that verse, how do we do it then? How can we make sure we do what Paul is telling us? Well, he gives us a few clues, doesn't he, in what he writes. The first one is we need to have our roots in Jesus. We need to be like a tree that has its roots buried deep in the ground, from where it gets the food that it needs to grow. The tree doesn't look anywhere else for what it needs. Everything it requires, everything it needs to grow, is there in the ground. And with our roots in Jesus, then we will get from him what we need to grow in our faith. Because our lives will be filled by him, and not the things of this world. Jesus is the one that gives us all that we need. And then we need to be built up by Jesus. When we first come to believe in him, that's not the end of the story. It's just the beginning. When someone builds a house, they start at the bottom with a strong base, and everything else gets built up on that. And it's the same for us. Jesus is our strong base. But he wants to build us up. He wants to continue to see us grow in him, to increase our love and faith for him, and keep on building us up every day of our lives. And then the last thing Paul tells us is to get strength from what we believe. When we maybe go to Sunday school or sit in a church service, we're taught about Jesus, his life, who he is and what he's done for all of us. When we first believe, we put our faith and our trust in him and ask him into our lives. And from then on, we begin to learn more about him, who he is. We learn more about his teaching, whether it's in church or just reading our Bibles. And as we learn more about him, we get to know him better, and then the stronger our faith will become. And it's all of these things together that Paul tells us would make us truly thankful to God. Now, it's a week now since Christmas Day, and I'm sure that lots of us here were given some really nice presents, ate lots of lovely food, probably too much, had a really good time with families and friends. And I'm sure that we all said thank you for all these things. But that was just one day. God deserves our thanks for all that he does for us every day of our lives. God has given us so much, but the most important thing he has given us was his son, Jesus Christ. We should never stop saying thank you for Jesus, because what he did for us by coming and dying for us to save us from our sins was the greatest gift that any of us could ever be given. And we will never, ever be given anything greater. To believe in him, to be rooted in him, to be built up by him, and to have our faith made strong by him should make us so grateful that we want to thank him, not just once, but every day of our lives. And it's my prayer that for all of us in this year ahead and the years beyond, that if we know Jesus as our Lord and as our Saviour, that we will keep on going with him no matter what. And that for any who don't know him, that they will find him and see how different 2018 can be with him by their side. Let's pray. Father, Lord God, we just thank you for the words that you gave your servant Paul, that remind us, Lord, that if we know you, to just keep on going with you. You are always there. You are always available for us. We just need to look for you. And we just pray, Lord, that in this, as we 2017 draws to an end and we move into the next year, that we will continue to have our roots within you, to be built up by you, to grow with you, to be strengthened by you, to get to know you better. Lord God, you've been with us through this year. You promised to always be with us. And we just ask, Lord, that you would just help us to remain with you. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.